guys, and welcome back again to another installment of Are You Kidding Me? With me, your host, Shannon Pollard. I just want to start off by saying we just suddenly got a huge hit of, you know, it being cold. You know, the weather dropped significantly. It went from about 80, 90 degrees to now about 40. So I just hope everyone is being, you know, bundled up, hoodies, coats, jackets, hats, you know, all that good stuff when walking to and from class and, you know, getting food and everything. I am actually from, this is actually like my first fall or winter in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area, because I'm actually not from around here. I'm from South Jersey. So falls over there are like very mild. We would wear a very, you know, light jacket, could be a zipped, unzipped, you know, halfway zipped, and then maybe like leggings or pants. Sometimes even we would wear shorts because it wasn't that bad. We weren't really, you know, cold. So I just walk out today, you know, with, you know, a shirt and a hoodie on, with my cheerleading hoodie, which I love so much. And I walk outside, and you know, I was happy for cold weather because I like the cold weather, not the heat. I walk outside and it was freezing. Like, it didn't feel like fall weather. It felt like winter weather. And now I'm going to have to get accustomed to that. We just skipped fall and went directly into winter. So I'm going to have to get used to that. This little Jersey girl is going to have to get used to that. Anyway, let's start off with, you know, the first thing on my list, which actually has to do with my town, Palmyra, New Jersey, not Palmyra, Pennsylvania. As I said, I'm from South Jersey, Palmyra, New Jersey. So my town isn't, you know, very well known. Like, we're on the map and everything, but it's just like we're just a little town. You know, nothing super, super great goes on there. And my hometown is actually like roughly 5.5-6 hours away. So, you know, I can't really go home on the weekends. I can only go home on the holidays. I get a text message from my younger brother earlier in the week. He's a freshman over at the high school. And he said one of his soccer friends and one of his classmates met Lil Uzi Vert, the rapper. I was like, oh, you know, he probably went to like a concert or something. Because, you know, kids just like his music and everything. He's like, no, like, he was in town. He was at FC Kerbeck, which is a car dealership in our town, looking for a Ferrari. And the first thing I thought was like, okay, I don't even know if there's any Ferraris in Palmyra. Like, if you come to my town, like, we're not rich. We don't have money. Wow, we have a Ferrari. And the next thing was, are you kidding me? Little, like, 14-year-old freshman get to see Lil Uzi Vert while I'm over here getting an education over in Pittsburgh or Moons Township, and I miss out on him. Like, I totally missed out on him. And some people are probably thinking, like, oh, you know, it's probably fake or Photoshop, but, like, no. I have the picture. It is completely true. Are you kidding me? I can't go home and I miss out on a rapper, a famous rapper being in my town. That doesn't happen. I lived in that town for 18 years. That's the first time that ever happened. Are you serious? That just really irked me, okay? The next thing on my list is, of course, another rapper. I feel like rappers, you know, get the biggest, like, what the heck moments of all time in this day and age. But remember last week when I had mentioned Lil Pump was going to jail for a couple months and how I wasn't sure if he was actually in jail or not because he kept doing like music videos and concerts and stuff like that. So Smoke Perp, which is his friend, actually said that Lil Pump has to go back to jail. And he said that he'll be gone for a few months, just like, you know, Lil Pump said when he took to Instagram, you know, September 4th, I believe, September 3rd or 4th. However, his management indicated that he would be back in a matter of weeks to go on tour. I'm not sure if it's just me, I'm not sure about you. I'm pretty sure a few months and a few weeks are, you know, totally different things. When I think of a few months, I'm thinking like 3 or 4 months. But a few weeks, I'm thinking about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, which is, you know, roughly a month. So is he going to jail or not? Like, what is going on? Is he, as I said before, is he getting special treatment to, like, go out on tour or whatever? Is he going to, like, jail for a little while? Because I know he's 18, so he would have to go to jail. He wouldn't be sent to juvie anymore. Plus, he was driving with a suspended license when he was already on probation. So, you know, that doesn't get the juvie sentence, I'm pretty sure. So, like, what is letting him go back to being on tour? Like, that's just, it's just weird to me. In addition to this whole thing, he also lost just over $1 million since, quote, unforeseen circumstances, unquote, causes Harvard dropout tour to cancel. And this gave refunds to everyone who bought the tickets for the 15-date tour shows. And if you've ever been to, you know, a concert, most tickets aren't, you know, they're not really cheap. Depending on where you go, you have, like, the lawn tickets, which are probably, like, range from probably, like, $25 to about maybe, like, $50, because that's just, you know, in the back, you're not really in the seats. But then, you know, closer to the front is when it gets more expensive. So I can, you know, only imagine, you know, how much each person is paying for the ticket and how big, you know, each stadium is. And so per show, they rounded that he was set to bring around $70,000 per show. $70,000 per show on a 15-date tour, that is just over $1 million. He lost out on just over $1 million. They said unforeseen circumstances. No, that could be, you know, him having to go back to, you know, jail early, or, you know, just going to jail for the first time, you know, in forever. But who really knows? I mean, that sucks. Like, are you kidding me? You lost over $1 million just by canceling your 15-date tour shows. At least, you know, the fans are getting refunds, so, like, they're not, you know, losing their money and, you know, stuff like that. I know they could probably save up for, like, his next tour if he, you know, we all know he's going on another tour, because management, as I said, indicated that he'd be back in a matter of weeks to go back on tour. So, you know, at least the people got the money. But what was the reasoning behind, you know, him canceling his show? Is he actually going to jail? Is he actually in jail? You know, we need answers, people. We need answers. And we're all hungry for this. We need these answers, and they're nowhere to be found. Someone probably does have the answers. They just don't want to, you know, let it out. So, yeah, that's that. It's just, oof. Just one big old giant oof. The next thing, before I get into music, is another rapper. As I said, there's going to be a lot of rappers in here. Is a rapper 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine. For, you know, those of you who don't know. He is the rapper who sings Tati, Billy, Fifi with Nicki Minaj. I'm pretty sure all of his songs have, like, names in them. I'm pretty sure. He is also known to be what Nicki Minaj referred to him as a troll. And he tends to have a lot of hate in the rap community. For, I guess, like, how he acts sometimes, how, like, he's quick to, I guess, throw back at somebody when they're, you know, talking ish on him and stuff like that. But as of recently, the headline was Kodak Black, which is another rapper, and 6ix9ine trade shots. If you don't know what trade shots means, it's just, you know, go back and forth at each other with just hate, pretty much. So, and of course, it's a social media beef. You know, what else would it be? So Kodak was live on Instagram. And when you go live on Instagram, you know, people join in and they can also comment. Someone said on there, that 6ix9ine was better than Kodak. And Kodak was like, ain't nobody better than me. And I guess that got back to 6ix9ine somehow. And even though it wasn't entirely antagonistic, it did draw a response from 6ix9ine. He is just that person. He will respond to, you know, anything, like the tiniest little bit of possible hate, he will respond back to. He did respond back. However, I cannot say what he told Kodak to do. You would have to look that up on your own. I cannot say that on the radio, but you can probably assume what he said. It was not very pleasing. And he can't stay out of beef with anybody for long, because I'm pretty sure the last rapper he had a falling out with was Nicki Minaj and Drake, because there was a Instagram video, I believe, everything's on Instagram, that Nicki and Drake were hanging out. You know, Nicki was teasing Drake, and then Drake said something about their song, Fifi. And of course, you know, Drake made the joke, Nicki Minaj was laughing, she was having a good time. And of course, 6ix9ine goes back onto Instagram. Instagram is probably going to be mentioned a lot here. And, you know, says, like, you know, he's done with Nicki, he's done with Drake, like, you know, all that stuff. It was, that happened a few, possibly even a few months ago, whenever he released his song. But I just felt like they go hand in hand, because he can never stay out of, you know, beef for that long. So I'm actually going to switch over to music now. I'm not sure what the first song is going to be. I'm literally just hitting shuffle and just going for it. So yeah, I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
Break it down like, ugh. feeling, just put your pinky rings up to the moon.
These is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club just to party. I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months. We're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these. Don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My f*** feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new whip. When it go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me. They baby father run a bill. They little you can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves. If you a f***, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go. Dip this high like a stove. My glitter is gold. Tell that little bitch play her role. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know they none of them none of the safe. Go to dinner and steaks, only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace, now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, a life busted face. Hard to let these know, just in case he's forgot. I just wanna check the mail, another check from all the stops. They low. You can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting. So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss to a worker, I make bloody moves.
And welcome back from that I don't think I would call it a short break. I played 3 songs, but welcome back from that break anyway, guys. Jumping right back in, I have more celebrity stuff. Again, it's a rapper. This is the last rapper, I swear, for this week. Again, it's Lil Xan. Remember Lil Xan from last week, who was hospitalized due to him pretty much ripping his stomach open with Flaming Hot Cheetos. Because that was a fun story. So, he is currently on tour, as I had mentioned last week. And, he was supposed to perform Wednesday night at the Pageant, which is in St. Louis, Missouri. He was supposed to perform. However, the venue promoters pulled the plug after a video surfaced of someone threatening to, quote-unquote, spray the place with bullets. That is scary. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I know stuff like that has happened before, and it's very, very sad that when it happens, because, you know, people get hurt, you know, people die, people are traumatized from that. Like, that is very, very sad. And I think they did the right thing when they, you know, pulled the plug on the show. It sucks because I couldn't find if they gave a refund to the people who bought the tickets. Because I know that show was canceled, and then the very next day he continued his tour in Cincinnati. So many people don't know what the motive was behind the person who, you know, wanted to, quote, spray the place with bullets. However, a day or two before the concert, another video surfaced of Lozanne pretty much kind of getting into an altercation with another person. So a lot of people don't know if that kind of if that person is the one that, you know, threatened to, you know, ruin his show and, you know, spray the place. But they just wanted to be safe and, you know, cut the show entirely. They didn't want anyone to get hurt. So I think they did the right thing there. But are you kidding me? Like, it's just sad. You know, everyone was excited. You know, this person was going to perform. And now everything is just ruined because everyone is in fear for their lives. No one should be in fear for their lives. You know, it just sucks. The next one is not so much a rapper, as I said, you know, Lozanne was the last rapper. We're going into Kylie Jenner now. Now, I'm not a huge fan of, like, the, you know, the Kardashians, like the Jenner show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I was never really into that. But everyone knows that Kylie Jenner has a baby named Stormy. She recently just turned 8 months old. Now, the baby is cute as ever. You know, I think she's doing okay as a mom. You know, the baby seems happy, well-fed, well-dressed. Kylie is always there with her. You know, I think she's doing a good job so far. However, her and the father of Stormy is actually, I'm pretty sure this is Travis Scott, they are actively trying for another baby. Now, I'm not opposed to having more than one child. No, I'm the oldest child of three kids. And, you know, I never minded having siblings. Yes, they get on my nerves. But, you know, in the end, you know, we all love each other. We all, you know, will stand up for each other. We all will make, even though I'm 6 hours away, I still call them to make sure, you know, everything's okay. And I would give my brother advice on, you know, high school because I'm not there with him anymore. And I would talk to my sister about school and everything and her friends and all that stuff. And it's all good. Siblings are great. However, she just had one. Now, people are probably saying, like, oh, well, no, the kid's 8 months old. Like, I get that. But the child's not even a year old yet. You know, become accustomed to that child because they're not always going to be easy to take care of for long. I know when I was a baby, my parents never had a problem taking care of me. I barely whined. I was a happy kid. But, you know, as you grow up, like, you get into the terrible twos, and then you start becoming a brat at one point. And it's just, you just grow up. You get out of that happy, giggly, bubbly, you know, child. I guess we could call it puppy love. You get out of puppy love and you get into reality, you know? And I feel like she doesn't see that just yet, since she's only, I believe, 21 or 22. Like, she's fairly young. Like, you know, just wait a little while longer, you know? Have your child have, you know, their first birthday, maybe their second birthday. I was 3.5 when my younger brother was born, so I know I had 3.5 years of, you know, being an only child. But, you know, let the kid have some time. Give yourself a break. Jeez. Like, you're doing, you know, Kylie Cosmetics and all that other stuff. You know, just be, I don't know, you know, balance everything first before having another kid. And she's already thinking of baby names. No, I'm not opposed to that. I know I like thinking of baby names because it's just so cute, you know. However, she wants 7 girls and maybe a boy. I don't know, but to me, like, 7 just seems a lot, especially since, like, yes, you know, the father is, you know, a famous rapper, he has money, you know, she's a, you know, famous Jenner, sister of the Kardashians and everything, you know, she has money from Kylie Cosmetics and all that other stuff, but still, like, you know, it's just more than money. Like, no, you need to tend to your children, have no time with your children, equal love for all of your children. You know, like, just, Kylie, wait a little bit. Just wait, please. Next on my list is Ronda Rousey. If you don't know her, she is a pretty sure she is an MMA fighter. I haven't heard a lot from her recently. I've only heard of this because she's been lying low for the past couple of years. And now, like, WWE is, you know, it's entertainment wrestling. You know, it's fake wrestling. And she says she needs to take her WWE cues from Drake. Drake has a song called No New Friends. After being ambushed and beat up by the Bella Twins on Raw. I saw the video, like, it looks real. Like, their fists are coming into contact with her, and then their feet, the twins' feet are stomping on her. Like, it looks real, but then again, like, no, Ronda Rousey is an actual fighter, and I don't really know much about the Bella Twins, but I'm assuming, just by watching the video, they are more accustomed to, you know, the acting, fighting, you know, making it seem real. Because when I would watch it, their feet were coming down fast, but they were barely hitting, you know, Ronda. And Ronda Rousey was just taking it. That is not her. She doesn't, if you've ever watched her videos, you know she doesn't, you know, back down. She is a hard fighter. So this just, I think it's just all for publicity. And if it's not, then geez, okay then. But, this is what she said. Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, they're a bunch of untrustworthy, and then I have to censor this, but she said the B word. So, that goes hand in hand with Jake's No New Friends, because apparently they were friends, and then, you know, this happened, and now they're untrustworthy B words. So, Ronda is actually taking on Nikki at the WWE Evolution later this month and wants to get her revenge and, quote-unquote, beat her right away. So she's already plotting her revenge. She's already, you know, planning on taking down, you know, Nikki Bella at WWE Evolution. Whether it's real, I don't know. Whether it's fake, you know, I highly think it's fake. Because it's just all this, you know, WWE, you know, Raw stuff. It's fake. And Ronda, as I said before, she is a tough fighter. She is a super, super tough fighter. She is, you know, a mixed martial artist. Like, she would not back down that easily. Come on. And there's two girls on her, and, you know, she is very, very strong. And these girls were, in my terms, they were twigs. So, like, Ronda could have done something. So this is why I think it's very, very fake. Very, very fake. And I've been watching WWE since, you know, since I could even remember. I remember on the PS2 we had WWE video game, and I would play with my dad and my brother. You know, like, I've been around that stuff for a long time, so I know, you know, it's all fake. I know it's just all for show. Everything is already pre-planned. You know, the winner was already picked. So, yeah, that's just my thoughts on it. And all that good, fun stuff. We're going to go to music again. As I said before, I just have it on shuffle. I don't really know. It's like, what will come up? Hokey dokey. Now back to the music. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
Yeah. Motorsport, yeah. Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court. You a dork, never been a sport. Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy, my cup tastes like the fair. Straight up there, we didn't take the stairs. Face my fears, gave my mama tears. Mama, shifting gears, on the Nokia series. Face all your fears, then get at me. Get so many donuts on them back streets. Sit so high in the nosebleeds. Feel like I can fly, yeah. San Bergen check, Bill Belichick. Take the L at the park. Just
now she can't go back. Sign, perkin' check, feel, fella, check. Take the app at the ball, just so I can flex. Take the app at the mall, walking with the set. Take the app at your frog. The coup came imported. The seasons all white, coming snorted.
White.
Green Lamborghini, a tortoise.
Lambo.
No human being, I'm immortal.
No.
Protect an AP for the water. 100K I spend on my senora.
Rat.
My pinky on margarine butter.
Margarine.
And my ex got McDonald's niggas. Soon as I land on the lyre, who gets they wet tears?
Gets.
488 hit the gears. Suicide, don't Britney Spears.
Hey.
I'm bougie, so don't get near.
Bougie.
Chris Angel make them disappear.
Voila.
Hit the gas, it got flames out the rear.
Hey.
It's a race to the bag at the mills.
Hey. Ride the like a BMX. Yeah. No wanna be my ex.
No.
I love when he go on tour, cause he comes small. When I see him left, I get upset.
Oh,
I turn offset on. I told him the other day, man, we should sell that porn. Yeah, Cardi B, I'm back. I wanna hear I'm acting different. Same lips that be talking about me is the same lips that be kissing. These hoes saying what they say they are and they think they catfish. Same that was sending shots, they reaching out like they back itching. Why would I hop in some beef?
Why?
When I could just hop in a Porsche. You heard she gon' do what from who? That's not a reliable source. So tell me, have you seen her? Let me wrap my weave up. I'm the trap Selena. Damn it, my gasolina.
Motorsport,
yeah.
Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court.
Pop it.
You a dork, never been a sport.
Dork, yeah.
Pull up, jumping out the court.
Yo, watch your man, then you should watch your mouth. Just press, administer mouth to mouth. You see them stats, you know what I am about. I am the champ, I'm Iron Mike and about. Attention, I'ma need you to face front. You don't want smoke with me, this is a lace. Raps Jackie Chan, we ain't pulling them fake stunts. My crown won't fit on your bum at lace front. You was catching the fade, shout out my the Boosie. All of your friends will be dead, you could get hit with that Uzi. I call him Ricky, he say he love me like Lucy. Get you a straw. You know this poop is juicy. This Givenchy is custom made, now you can't get it at Saks though. I don't work in the office, but they copying and that's facts though. I ain't trying to be violent, but if Nicki on it, it slaps ho. Get you lined for that paper like a loose leaf when that strap blow. I'm with a couple bad bitches that'll rip the party. If Quavo the QB, I'm Nick Lombardi. Pull up in a space coupe, I'm linked with Marty. I can actually afford to get a pink Bugatti. Hey yo Nick, damn you just do a hit with Gotti. That too, but my nigga send hits like Gotti. It's a rap like them things on the head of a Saudi. Be my son, go and sit on the potty.
Run them Chanel's.
Chanel's.
I kept them running from 12. Ain't made no commitment with none of you, cause money you treating me well. If niggas, you show me your right hand on the Bible, I swear I won't tell.
Swear.
If I get to play with that kitty, I wonder how many platinums we gon' sell.
Album.
Pop a perk and catch a feel.
Pop one.
Now I cannot feel the wheel.
Whoa.
My chest bag give me chills.
Ice.
And the left hand of Richard Mill.
Ice.
Not the watch, but the price on the ice, if you don't know what that is. Motorsport, Motorville. Abort the mission, that's a kill.
Motorsport.
Yeah.
Put that thing in sports. Shout it bad, pop it like a court.
Pop it.
You a dork, never been a sport.
Dork. Yeah.
Pull up, jumping out the court. Cotton candy,
drink.
My cup tastes like the fair.
Cotton.
Straight up there,
where?
We didn't take the stairs.
Where?
Face my fears,
yeah.
Gave my mama tears.
Mama.
Shifting gears,
yeah.
On the Nokia Sears.
Yeah.
My grandma can see me.
Grandma.
Take away pain ain't easy. That why I vibe with blizzard. Niggas not capping the season.
And I don't want the world to see me
moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two.
And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Hey, 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 welcome back. Show's almost over. Okie dokie. Done with celebrity stuff, and I have two, I guess, news articles, I guess you would call it, from, there's one about a festival, and the other about nails. I love nails, but not these ones. So, I guess you would pronounce this Fyre, F-Y-R-E, festival organizer. His name is Billy McFarland, sentenced to 6 years in prison. As in the title, he is the F-Y-R-E festival organizer. He organized this infamous 2017 music festival in the Bahamas and pled guilty to two counts of wire fraud based on the funds he received from the investors in the doomed concert. So he pled guilty to two counts of that and is getting 6 years in prison because I would assume, of course, as the story goes on, there's like false advertisement and he pretty much like stole money from people, but also I don't think he was allowed to have this festival because I feel like big music festivals like that, like, you know, Coachella have to be, you know, organized and approved in a, you know, in a certain way. But prosecutor said he raised more than $1 million. But despite all that money, the whole music festival, what the article described it, was an epic fail. So concert goers plunked down between $1,200 to $100,000. They were forced to sleep in tents or out on the beach instead of the luxury accommodations Billy advertised. So he raised over $1 million+, and forced people to sleep in tents, you know, on the ground, on the beach, wherever they can. There was no hotel at all. They also said the food was very, very bad. And he also agreed to forfeit more than $26 million in connection with the fraud. And once he is out, he will have 3 years of supervised release. Also, a $100 million class action lawsuit is against Billy and Ja Rule, claiming they warned celebrities not to attend, knowing it would be a disaster, but hung regular folks out to dry. You know, save the celebrities, you know, don't don't take anyone's money. I'm not trying to say, take the celebrities' money. Don't take anyone's money, because that is bad. That is really, really bad. But are you kidding me? Like, you hung the regular folks out to dry, and so the celebrities not to come and, to save their behinds and not, regular people, regular working people, not saying all celebs don't work, but, regular people who work a lot and, earned this money to, go to these things. No, it was in the Bahamas. I'm pretty sure people would have to pay, plane tickets as well. And plane tickets aren't cheap either. Like, they were just out of money, and that is sad. Oh, but he's going to prison for 6 months and has three, and after he gets out, it's 3 years of supervised, 3 years of supervised release. He won't be making any more festivals anytime soon, especially not in prison. And the very last thing on my list, I have it here marked down as unusual manicure. Ladies, when you get, acrylics, you have the, the tip glued on, the acrylic put on top, and then, your color and your design, it's nothing too bad, it takes maybe about an hour. But this Russian nail salon lady put live ants inside of the acrylics. Are you kidding me? Like, okay. So she places a clear acrylic, so I'm assuming clear acrylic tip, on the underside of the client's nails. And then she proceeds to reach into a garden for ants. Ants are dirty enough as it is. We're reaching into a garden that's got, like, dirt and mildew and, possibly mold, because there's, fungus and mushrooms and stuff. And she puts it on the nail. And then she seals it inside with the last piece of acrylic. So I'm assuming she domes over the top with the acrylic nail stuff. And what I don't get is, who said okay to this? Like, I get freaked out at nail salons when they don't have their brushes clean. And this lady is just putting ants in people's nails? And she showed it on a video. And of course she received backlash. So she made another video which shows her putting the ants back. So I assume people were mad that, she, enclosed ants in there, and I guess, they're living beings, they can die too, they'd run out of oxygen, food, et cetera, et cetera. But, I hope she received backlash too for, doing something that stupid. Like, who just puts ants, live ants, live bugs in their nails? That must not be sanitary. Are you kidding me? I know if my mom's listening right now, she'd probably be cringing, because I know she would not like this subject at all. Oh, I have acrylics on right now, and I'm just thinking about it, and it's not very pleasant. It's just, oh, no thank you. No thank you, ma'am. No thank you, Russian nail salon lady. I am not interested in that. Not interested in paying your $50 acrylic nails for live ants in there. That's not what I'm here for. Just give me my tips and give me my gel, and I'm good, and I'm out the door. So, yes, that was my last thing. I have a few minutes left. Again, I'm going to go play some music, and then I'll sign off after that. So, enjoy the next music. welcome back from that last song. That song is actually one of my very favorites, and I know my family would like it as well. So that is it for this week's show, everybody. I hope you enjoyed my content selection and my music selection this time. I try not to play the same songs as last week, so every week I'm downloading more music and stuff like that. And as I said before, I hope you enjoyed. This is Are You Kidding Me with Shannon Pollard every Saturday, 7 to 8 p.m. And it's getting cold. As I said before, be sure to bundle up. I don't want anyone to get sick and all that fun stuff. And I know my family is listening right now. So hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Joji. Hi, Rai Rai. My two younger siblings. I hope everyone has a great night, and I'll see everyone later.